October 20th, Carl Haug.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Carl Haug was a man who worked hard and accomplished many things. But one day, he missed out on an ice cream cone and gained a large dose of wisdom. Here is how it happened.
Your time is a gift. Manage it well or lose it to lesser things. Carl Haug knew how to work hard. For him, a 60-hour work week was typical, and a 40-hour week would be a vacation. And the man was efficient. Carl would use his only day off well. This Sunday afternoon, he would mow the lawn and take his lovely wife out for ice cream. But while he was mowing, a bee stung him. Nothing happened right away, and he finished mowing the lawn. But something wasn't right. His tongue began to swell. He needed help, now. His wife rushed him to the ER, and within seconds, a slew of medical types surrounded him. And that's all Carl remembers. They inserted a breathing tube and transferred Carl to the intensive care unit. When he woke the next day, he had lost a day and a night of his life. Carl was all set to grab his wife and go out for ice cream. But that wasn't going to happen. Time had passed without his knowledge, just slipped away, gone. He had no memory of the last 18 hours. Now, time took on a new meaning for Carl. It was a Monday when he woke, and Carl was stunned to find he wasn't at work. This was extremely out of the ordinary for Carl, even uncomfortable. But the longer he lay in the ICU, the more he realized that time was a gift. And it was limited, and it came without guarantee. Carl had been giving his life to work, and work didn't appreciate his time in a way that meant anything, not like his family did. 3 days later, Carl left the hospital with a new goal. He'd give his time to his family and make that his priority. 1 week later, he drove 2 hours to visit his parents, his son, his daughter, and his grandkids. A couple of days after that, he and his wife took the 16-hour drive to Colorado to visit his other son and daughter-in-law. They spent 2 days there. It's not like he had lost his work ethic. He had always been faithful to his job. But now, he was willing to step back and see things more clearly, to take time away from work. Now he would give his time to something much more worthwhile. Ephesians 5:15-17 says, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." What are you giving your time to? Your time is a gift. Manage it well or lose it to lesser things.
Hello, this is John Ramstead, the CEO of Beyond Influence and also the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. And boy, I can sure relate to Carl's story. I don't know about you, but 12 years ago, I had a horse riding accident. I had a horse threw me into a steel fence, and I spent the next 20 months in the hospital. I had 23 surgeries, and I almost lost 3 years of my life. Carl, to his credit, lost a couple days, and he said, you know what is truly important in my life? And I think that's the first part of this challenge is reflect on what is truly important in your life, and what can we do to make the important things important? God, family, my work, because I'll tell you this, 12 years ago, because I had not understood that, and I was focused only on work, I was in a place that was what I would describe as smoldering discontent. The world thought I was doing great, and I was absolutely miserable. My marriage was suffering. My relationship with my kids and my friends in some places was virtually non-existent. God, when I made that important and I accepted him in my life to lead me, has restored all of that beyond anything that I could hope. And I love the verse in here from Ephesians. Be careful then how you live. not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand the will of the Lord. I think if we, God will show you exactly as you think about this, what should be the most important things in your life. God bless, and go live a full life just like Christ promised us.